Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, we got some more breaking news, which we figured was going to happen because we know the Big Ten earlier today made it official. They are going to postpone their fall football season from Brett McMurphy at Stadium, the Stadium Network. He tweets out, the Pac-12 has announced a 4:30 news conference, so about 32 minutes from now, and he follows it up with, the Pac-12 has canceled the fall football season. Sources have told Stadium, we're done, quote, the source said. Official announcement at 4:30 today. So, today, Big Ten football officially postponed for fall, and now Pac-12 football officially postponed for fall. So, be interesting to see. The SEC and the ACC, to me, are real wild cards here because, yes. I mean, you know the SEC is going to do whatever they can to play. And my guess is they will forge ahead, that they will not be bowed by the Big Ten and the Pac-12.
No, yeah, we're not with y'all. That's y'all's decision. We're mm-hmm. the SEC. That we take that stance with SEC anyway. We don't mm-hmm. think y'all's divisions are good anyway. Yeah,
I would think the SEC mentality, and we're waiting for Marcus Spears to join us, yeah. who's an SEC guy himself. But the SEC mentality, I would say, more aligns with the NFL than with other college football conferences, right?
Oh, where
you
yeah. have,
you know, the Pac-12 going, well, we'll kind of follow suit with what the Big Ten does. You probably got the SEC saying, we'll do what the NFL does because we're NFL light.
I remember watching them playing in Florida at home games and then going to the after parties, whatever, you know, have families in town, and watching that Pac-12 football later in the night and looking at it as it's cute, like a little novelty. Oh, look at them. They're trying to play football as well out there on the West Coast. Yeah, man.
Right.
But think about how interesting the Big Ten and the Pac-12 postponed till spring. SEC, ACC playing fall. The SEC and ACC athletes have so much a better advantage over
yes.
every team.
Yep.
NFL scouts, they have such an advantage yep. over all that for the draft, for draft positioning. This is going to get interesting. We talked about it earlier, Hawk. The dominoes that are going to fall from that
yeah.
Big Ten decision are going to be crazy dominoes.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens. If the SEC and the ACC obviously can forge ahead, or if they have the will to forge ahead. Let me give you the stock market update real quick. We do it every day at 4 o'clock. Man, Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 350 points almost all day long, and it ends in the red, ends down 103 points. S&P 500 down 26 points, and the NASDAQ down 185 points. So the S&P 500 closes lower for the first time in 8 days. So we had a nice little long run there of some green, got a little red on the docket today. But what do we say, Crowder?
Let's ride.
We'll get it back tomorrow. We say it every time. That's what we say. We'll get it back tomorrow.
Don't look at your 401k.
Don't look at your 401k.
There we go.
You want to try to sneak in any headlines that you got here, Solana, while you're waiting for Marcus Spears to call in?
Yeah, we actually have Marcus. He's just getting some headphones. That way we can hear him a little bit better. But really quickly.
All right.
Yep, the Heat did beat the Pacers 114-92. Big win for Miami. They play the Thunder tomorrow, 8 p.m. The Marlins, they'll play the Blue Jays 6:37 p.m. today. Their first of two games versus Toronto in Buffalo. And this is a pretty cool story. I saw Variety tweeted it out. Fox Sports Films, they're going to air Tua, a documentary about the Miami Dolphins quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa.
Ah, very cool. Someone texts in, Hawk, you said Pac-12 suspended for the season. Does that include spring? No. If I said that, I said it incorrectly. The Pac-12 following suit with what the Big Ten is doing, which is suspending play for the fall football season, hoping to be able to play a spring football season. So they're hoping to push it back there to spring. All right, is Big Swagoo ready to go, Solana?
Oh, yeah, Swagoo's ready to go.
All right, we'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. And we only have about 10 minutes with Marcus. Marcus Spears, first-round pick out of LSU in 2005, long career in the NFL. To me, one of the breakout stars on ESPN. Crowder and I both love watching him on
Amazing.
Get Up. Whenever we have Greeny on the show, we always love when Marcus Spears goes at it with Dan Orlovsky. I always get a kick out of that. And so I want to talk about college football and the cancellations now for Big Ten and Pac-12. But then Crowder was just telling me off the air that his Florida Gators were responsible for your only loss in your what season was that, Crowder? Were you a freshman, Crowder?
Yeah. 2003, I was a freshman, and the LSU Tigers were the national champions at 13-1. And that one came to the Gators in Death Valley.
I knew it was coming. Thank you, guys. I appreciate y'all having me, man. I'll check in with y'all in never.
we always let I'm a hurricane. I'm a hurricane. I hate being surrounded by SEC guys because SEC guys always think they're on a different level than the rest of the conferences in college football.
We'll get into Miami later, man. I don't know what the hell happened. I used to think Miami was going to win for the next 100 years. I don't know what's going on.
We still think that. I do. Hurricanes fans still live in the past. What do you do? Obviously, you're hearing the news as we are. The Big Ten has postponed the fall football season. Pac-12 now has announced they're having a 4:30 press conference, but they're going to postpone their season. Do you, being an SEC guy, because I think the SEC will forge ahead, do you have an opinion on this?
Yeah, man, I think it's difficult, obvious, not to state the obvious, but when you look at the different motivations for the conferences and possibly how they're making these decisions, it's so hard to play football right now. And I know I'm one of those fans, man, that look forward to. I've been on record as saying college football is the 5-month holiday that we all get to experience. And the difficulty of thinking about our society not having the fall, especially with the major schools that are a part of postponing the season, is difficult. Now, that's the emotional part of it. You guys know I'm a common sense dude. How the hell are you going to play football and you worried about people dying? That's the issue, especially in college when you have players that won't play football after they get done. And what if something catastrophic happens to one of those individuals? And you look at a situation where they leave college, and does college have any responsibility to the potential of long-term effects on those guys? And then you look at the other side with how devastating it is for guys that needed this season to get drafted. I mean, hell, Joe Burrow just left LSU after one season and went first in the draft. So that's how much one season can impact your future as far as the game goes. And then you have guys that were vying for first-round spots, and now the process for the NFL has become that much more difficult to do evaluations. So that's collateral damage of it, man. But we're dealing in a pandemic that nobody can figure out, and we want to get upset with conference commissioners. We want to get upset with presidents, athletic directors, people that are making decisions in college football, and we can't figure the thing out as a whole country. And we don't know how to forge ahead. And that's a whole bunch of people trying to figure things out, find vaccines, make decisions. I've been very optimistic up until this point, and I think we all naturally are, especially when you're surrounded in the football community, man. But to think about this and what the Big Ten has done, what the Pac-12 is going to do and going to announce, I would hope that this is in the best interest of the players. And I would hope that the information that they got back and that they gathered said it was too risky to play football. And we can get off into a whole bunch of other stuff. We can get off into amateurism. We can get off into all of the things that could be the reasons why they are not the university's liability and all of that. But the bottom line for me is, if medical professionals are telling you with the strain that you put on your body in order to play a season, if that is compounded with pre-existing conditions that some guys may have in college already, and then on top of that you add COVID-19, it's too risky, I'm all for it. Because I do not want to see a player die because we wanted to see football.
We right there with you, man. And the person that makes that decision is going to have to deal with that if, hypothetically, knock on wood, Mark, if something's like that was going to happen. But, bro, I want to ask you, where NHL and NBA have the bubble, WNBA has the bubble, it works. And everybody says it's impossible to bubble a football team, to bubble, you know, college or NFL. Do you think it's impossible to have the bubble concept for football?
I don't think it's impossible at all, see. And I think a big part of it is, You are trying to combat not only keeping players protected, but also you got this other caveat that they not professionals. That's the issue. The issue is not if it's impossible to bubble players. The issue is, are we going to bubble athletes and tell students not to be at school? So now we've clearly defined that this is a money-making industry. So that's a part of the decision making, I'm sure, when it comes to the NCAA and trying to keep this thing in line with how they're going to proceed with fall classes and students being in school. So that's one issue. I don't think it's that hard. I mean, football, look, we used to leave. We used to be on campus early for training camp. We used to have technically just football areas for players only and staff and all of that stuff. But to do that for that extended period of time, obviously you still have to travel, but you can always charter flights, make sure that you are keeping things in perspective. Also, you can pick cities that only games will be played in, I'm assuming, try to find lower cities. But then you get off into what I just said, Channing, is the problem. Logistics, man. I don't think the bubble concept is difficult to keep a team confined within the parameters of the idea that we keeping guys safe. But then you deal with the logistics part of it, and that's when it go to hell and go haywire, man.
Marcus Spears is with us. He is so good on ESPN and on Get Up especially. We love watching. I know you got probably a whole radio tour ahead of you. So let me ask you one quick NFL question. Do you think full 16-game schedule gets played in the NFL?
Yeah, I think the NFL is going to forge ahead. And I think for all of the reasons we just said about college, each individual guy in the NFL can make a decision to play or not. They're represented by a union. So they assume the risk. They assume the responsibility. That's something they know going into a season. College football failed because there was no plan. There was no blueprint of how we protect against all of these things that could potentially happen. In the NFL, and that's one thing about the pros, Channing brought up the NFL, the MLB. We saw the MLB. We saw the Marlins team fall, everybody get COVID. But with that being said, that was a conscious decision that was made between the Major League Baseball Players Union and also Major League Baseball and their ownership group and Rob Manfred, the commissioner. We see it with Roger Goodell, and we see it with DeMaurice Smith. We see it in the NBA with Adam Silver. I think when it comes to the pros, it's a decision because both sides are represented. And they can determine if they want to assume the risk in which this pandemic presents. And it seems that the NFL is going to forge ahead based on that agreement between players, and they will adjust as things come along. So for me, it was an easy decision for the NFL as long as the players union and the and Goodell and all of the owners agreed on the terms.
Swaggoo, quickly on the way out, bro. At all levels, man. You were a dog in high school. You were a dog in college. You were a dog in the league. First round draft pick. These players at all the levels have to make a decision to opt out or not. There's players that have D1 scholarships in high school that have to opt in or out of playing or just deciding to go to college. At any level of your career, would you have opted out of playing this season?
Personally, I wouldn't have opted out. But that's my makeup. And Channing, we got to be careful when we say our answer because people are going to assume that we're against guys that made decisions opposite of what we would do. And that's not the case, man. You've been fortunate enough to be in locker rooms where you know everybody's life circumstance is different, even starting in high school. In the pros, guys made different decisions based on where they were in life and family situations. So for me, man, I think you sit back, you determine what you want to do as an individual, and you support the ones that don't or don't feel comfortable. And I leave it at that. Man, I can get on television, I can get on the radio and kill players for how they play, to see I could talk about if they look interested. We can grill them for not doing their job at a high level and all of that. All of that is fair within the parameters of our job, and they understand that as players, and that's always the respect that I try to align myself with players that I have an opportunity to talk to and get a chance to conversate with. Is that I'm going to be fully honest when I'm giving an opinion about something that involves you. But in this particular situation, my answer to all the players would be, hey, man, do you and do what's best for your family.
Marcus Spears, watch him on ESPN, watch him on Get Up. He's great. Next time you come on with us, Nick Saban stories, all right?
My guys, good all talking right. to y'all, man. Y'all take care.
Good talking to you. Marcus Spears there from ESPN. Good good answers by him, I think, on what he was saying there. And I think we kind of heard it from Twan Russell in the 3 o'clock hour, and now just from Marcus there. Hey, you have a pandemic. You don't know the answers to a lot of questions. No shame in saying we can't do this right now. That's kind of what I gleaned from Twan and from Marcus Spears. Hey, there might be a kid who dies or has a life-changing ailment. There's no shame in saying, let's postpone this for 6 months.
And you know what? It's funny, Hulk, and I pulled the exact same thing from hearing Marcus there and then hearing Twan earlier, where you hear the toughness come out initially. Don't you hear from Twan and Mark and Swaggoo Oh, I'm not made. And even Twan with his son, oh, my son's made different. My son's going to play because he's made. Like, you have this masculine personality to really make it in football to a high level. You got to have some confidence and some masculinity, testosterone about yourself. But then you heard Twan and you heard Marcus come back to like humanity too, where, but I can't tell this dude what to do. I can't tell this guy that he doesn't live with his 92 and 91 year old grandparents and he doesn't want to have a chance to take COVID back home to them. You got to do what's best for you in your situation, where usually football and that, you know, there's no I in team. Right now, bro, you have to put a little eye in team when you're making these decisions. And I got it from both of those guys, Hawk. It's crazy that you brought that up.
Again, Big 10 and Pac-12 have both postponed their fall football seasons and will try to play them in the spring. No word yet on the ACC or SEC, which would be of most interest to us down here. We're going to play Cheers 2 still this hour. We've got a searing pain movie review in the 5 o'clock hour, except it's not a movie review. We're all going to review the WAP video. We all watched it, maybe more than once. Me, Crowder, Solana, Dan Day, Jay Fig, Alex Dono. How do you think that went in the Dono household?
He better have done it on a sneak. His wife doesn't want that going on.
So we'll do that in the 5 o'clock hour. All right, we're talking there a lot about COVID and whatnot. We're in the COVID pandemic still. We're also in hurricane season here in South Florida. Very stressful time of year for people in South Florida. But it's why I recommend BNT Impact Windows and Doors. And I speak from experience. I've got PGT Custom Windows and Doors installed in my home. It reduces your stress level this time of year. I always say, if you're going to live in South Florida the rest of your life, like I am, or for a long time, hurricane season is going to be here every year, whether you want it or not. It's going to be here. You might as well protect your home. BNT is the company my wife and I use for our home. It really is a great feeling when you get those PGT custom windows and doors installed. They can measure right now the outside of your home rather than the inside. They wear the masks. They keep the social distancing on tap, so that way everything is safe and secure. But PGT Impact Windows and Doors can be a reality in your home in the near future. Call them. I'm telling you, it's a game changer. Do yourself, do your family a favor. Call BNT Impact Windows and Doors, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you could check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. I just see here, for people that are interested in politics, Joe Biden has selected Kamala Harris as his running mate. So it is a Biden-Harris ticket against a Trump-Pence ticket for the election in November. It is official. All right, let's take a break, and we'll come back with more Hochman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
My Mount Rushmore of chicken wing flavors: honey barbecue, mild, medium, and boneless.
Okay. Boneless? Flavors, though, Hawk.
Hawk and Crowder.
Lots of stuff that we're juggling. And I have to say, very well, by the way. Not by... not by any fault of our own. We just happen to have the right guests booked at the right time for the way everything has fallen today. Because I was just looking on Twitter at awful announcing how the networks are handling fall sports cancellations, right? ESPN, NFL Live covered, NFL Live covered it, and they followed NFL Live with SportsCenter instead of going to Jalen and Jacoby. So they're handling the Big Ten and Pac-12, canceling the fall football season on ESPN. They did SportsCenter instead of Jalen Jacoby. FS1, they covered it on The Herd and Speak for Yourself, but now they're airing taped episodes of Fox Bet and Undisputed. NBCSN, they're covering playoff hockey. The Big Ten Network, interviews with commissioners and ADs. And the Pac-12 Network, it says, who knows? So Pac-12 Network sounds like it's a bit of a mess. But we've had very good coverage so far today. And I will say there's some Miami Dolphins news. Miami Dolphins today announced they have placed Xavien Howard on the reserve COVID-19 list. So Xavien Howard was on the PUP list, if I remember correctly, at the beginning of the training camp, and I guess still is. But now he's on the reserve COVID-19 list.
People are going to figure out how to take advantage of it. You can only put so many people on PUP, so maybe I can slide you to the COVID list for a couple weeks and move you back. People are going to take advantage of this, but the hell with it. Let's see some football. Let's figure out how we can safely put people back on the field together. I don't give a damn how you do it.
As a fan, I feel much more comfortable watching paid professionals who have decided with their union representation to go to work during a time of pandemic rather than student athletes that don't have a say in the matter. They don't have a voice at the table. That's the bottom line. In fact, let me read you a tweet from Robert Smith. Robert Smith, he came on with us when you were on paternity leave. He's a friend of the program. Now, he's a Big Ten guy, Ohio State guy. He leans to the right politically. Not that any of this should be political, but he also works for the Big Ten Network. I mean, that's his bread and butter. He tweeted this out. I've seen this coming for a few weeks, and it's weighed heavily on me. Of course coaches want to play. Of course players want to play. Players with concussion symptoms have always wanted to play, and now we take that decision away from them. This is science, not emotion or money. And he goes on to say, calling college football games is my job. I didn't want this to happen, but I understand why they're doing this. I know everyone likes to choose their side and never admit they may be wrong, but I don't think that way. This was the right choice.
Yeah.
And I think, again, talking to Marcus Spears in the last segment, talking to Twan Russell earlier, Robert Smith points out something pretty wise there, which is, and you did it, right? Concussion? I'll shake out the cobwebs and I'll get back out there.
I'm about to play ball.
We don't give players that opportunity anymore, right? That has been taken away. We'll decide for you. Yes.
We have to save them from themselves. That's the decision that we made. What? It's not that long. It's less than 10 years ago that we took the decision away from players for their own concussion. So now is it trouble to take the decision away from guys from something that you don't know? I would say this. I don't know. Maybe correct me or polish my saying up with some big words that you know. I don't know how this will affect my future, but I know concussions did. I don't know how close they are, but let's not be naive to act like they can't be closer than people want to give it credit for. COVID down the road could be just as bad as CTE down the road.
Absolutely. Could be worse. And it could be nothing. We don't know. And I understand the people that, want to say, hey, it might be nothing. It might be your typical virus. You get it? You suffer with it, obviously. Some people that have weakened immune systems and whatnot will not do well with that virus. But we don't know. And again, I think the delineation that I need to make, as much as I love college football, and I think and by the way, again, I'm not going to blame the ACC or the SEC if they try to forge ahead. But I do know the ones, the Big Ten and Pac-12 right now that are saying we're gonna postpone it. I do feel more comfortable rooting for pro football players that are getting paid, that are making a decision, that are part of a collective bargaining group, rather than students that are really pawns in this big, gigantic system. So there is a difference between the two. And Marcus Spears said so as much.
And that was the funny thing, too. Marcus hit it on the head, Hawk. The conversations behind closed doors with these conferences are, we can't treat them like pros, guys.
Right.
Because they're not pros, guys. The NFL's doing this. Well, these guys are student-athlete. They always want to put student in front of athlete because that's how we're treated, because they don't get compensated. If you're going into this situation thinking that the money side of this and the amateurism side of this has nothing to do with it, you're naive. They are talking about that in their meetings.
All right, we're going to play Cheers 2 in the next segment. We're going to open up the phone lines, give you a chance to win $50 at the Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. So you could line it up if you want to give Cheers to someone or something. 786-360-0790. 786-360-0790. Jay Figg will jump on with us for Cheers 2. Dan Day will. Dono's not going to be able to make it for Cheers 2.
Not for Cheers 2. He'll be here, though, for the movie segment later on in the show.
All right, for the WAP review in the 5 o'clock
WAP.
Hour.
Yeah.
He's busy.
He's busy. He's too busy right now. And I feel you. I got you, Dono.
He's still doing research.
We'll play Cheers 2 in the next segment. So line it up. 786-360-0790.
In this time of uncertainty, J&K Roofing is here for us. They've been here for us for over 41 years. The South Florida's premier roofing company, fixing, replacing, and restoring roofs here in South Florida for over 41 years. And they're here for you now. J&K is amazing. I've been telling y'all, I looked up at my ceiling in my bedroom and I saw one of them little brown spots. The next day it was bigger. Next day it hit the wall. I had to call the best. So I called my man Donnie, the owner of J&K, and he had some of his amazing workers come out. They protected my palace, protected my family. It's exactly what you want in this time. We know it's rainy and hurricane season, guys. You do not want a roof leak. Take it from me. You do not want a roof problem right now. Give J&K Roofing a call. Any questions you have, they will come out and assess the situation. Any roofing questions you have, let them come out and see if you need some work done. And right now, the financing offers through Y-Green are something special. So if you've been thinking about a roof or you're seeing some issues, let J&K come out and assess the situation and let you know how they can help you out. Residential, commercial roofs, no job too big. There's no job too small for them to handle. But the one thing J&K wants to do is make y'all happy. And Donnie, the owner, when I asked him about it, he said, you know what makes people happy? Is highly skilled workers that are on time, professional, and respectful. And that's what J&K has. and high-quality roofing material. Shingle, metal, tile, gravel. I had some clay barrel stuff. They found the exact match. They got me back right. Like I said, they're protecting my family and protecting my house. Quality service, safety, and health is what J&K is going to give you. So give them a call today, 954-961-9879. Any roofing needs, any roofing issues, 954-961-9879. J&K Roofing knows that we're all in this thing together.
We're playing Cheers 2 in the next segment. Line it up, 786-360-0790. Cheers 2 next on Hockman and Crowder.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
If you're a bird, I'm a bird.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, we're going to play a little Cheers 2. Welcoming Jay Fig, Jen Figueroa, onto the show. Hello, Jen.
Hello.
Feeling all right?
Feeling pretty good.
All right. In the 5 o'clock hour, we're all going to review the WAP video. You watched it?
I watched it a couple times. I had to get really in detail to make sure I saw what you guys saw.
All right. Well, I'm going to be watching it again before the 5 o'clock segment. Like, I'm going to watch it again.
I wouldn't doubt it.
During a commercial break. So make sure it's a long break, Solana, if you know what I'm talking about. All right. Let's get to Cheers 2. We go around the room. We give our Cheers 2. We go to the phone calls. And someone is going to win $50 at the Funky Buddha Brewery Tap Room in Oakland Park. They are open for pickup. They've got the best food, the best beer, the best hard seltzer. We love everything about Funky Buddha. You can go to funkybuddhabrewery.com. I hear we have a brand new big open for Cheers 2. I'm very excited about this. Go ahead, Solana.
It's Cheers 2. We love Funky Buddha so bad. It's Cheers 2. We love Funky Buddha so bad. Huck and Crowder. Love Cheers 2.
Let's play Cheers 2.
Imagine walking into a club on Bourbon Street in New Orleans and it's those two boobs. And you'd walk right out of there. Yeah, they're like, oh, but we have 50-cent hurricanes. Nah, I'm going to pass. I can't be in here.
I'd take my pants off.
Wow. Strong effort by you, Dan Day. Nice job, Dan Day and Solana. All right, let's go around the room and give our cheers to. I am giving cheers to HBO. Hard Knocks starts tonight. I mentioned it earlier. I believe it to be one of the greatest sports television shows in history. It's as compelling as anything you watch, and you get an inside look at stuff that most of us would never get to see, and then you get these little breakout stars like Devin Kajust. Who would have known Devin Kajust if we didn't watch Hard Knocks with Cleveland? That was Cleveland, right? Was Devin Kajust?
I believe so. I hated that man because of y'all. We had a Kajust update every week.
I know. I love Devin Kajust. There was another dude. Who was the guy? Man, he ended up with the Bears, but he was like an offensive lineman. He only wore tank tops. You remember him?
Yeah. He used to do the impressions and put the Gatorade bottle down his tights. Yeah, he was a funny dude. I forget.
All right. Anyway, I'm giving cheers to Hard Knocks. The new season of it debuts tonight on HBO. I will be watching. Crowder, who are you giving cheers to?
I am giving cheers to the collegiate football players that are speaking up. Canes guys, there's, you know, Trevor Lawrence kind of took the helm. Justin Fields, you know, Ohio State, he checked in today. But, guys, I'll tell you this. When I was a college athlete, I wouldn't have got involved in any of this because I wouldn't want to rock the boat. I just want to go to the league and make money. I don't want to upset my coach. I don't want to upset my athletic director. I don't want to upset football. I don't want to upset the fans. I just want to do my job and be famous. But these guys are coming out and giving a voice to 18 to 22-year-olds, and I will be honest, I'm giving them a cheers too because I don't think I would have the kahunas. How do you say it? Y'all always mess with me. Kahunas, kahunas,
the kajus,
kahunas, the kahunis, the kajusies. No. I wouldn't have the kajusies. I'll be honest, at 18, 19, I would have never came out against this because I would think it would mess up my career, mess up my future. So big shout out to these young men, these collegiate, and I always call them kids, that are speaking out about what's going on right now and trying to get a union. I want to give a big cheers to these young players.
That is a good one. I think there is a power shift going on right now, and I think that's a valid point. Jen Figueroa, who are you going to give cheers to, Jen?
I've been going through some car problems, and my cheers too goes to mechanics who actually take the time to see your car problem and not just give you the easy way out for them where they can charge you double the price of what you don't really need.
That is so true. If you can find a good mechanic, it's like this feeling of just peace and tranquility that comes over your body. Because they can tell you whatever they want to tell you, and you have no idea. So you found someone that you trust?
Yeah, the first one told me it was my compressor. And then this one is telling me it's nothing like that at all. It's not even the compressor. And it's, mind you, it's like almost $1,000 job compared to something that could be like $100.
Oh, you need to cash a ticket at the Hard Hot Casino. You need to get a winner.
Correct.
Hey, man, the world is changing where sex doesn't matter. But I think this is the one thing that's still sticking. Where if you are a woman and you walk into a mechanic, he's going to try to charge you double. They try to do it to my wife all the time, J-Fig.
Yep. Totally agree.
I go in there and they think I don't even know how to park the car onto the
right. Right. Like, yep. Right.
Who do you think I am?
Right. Yep. They don't they know you're J-Fig? Don't they know?
I'm J-Fig.
J-Fig.
I know something about cars.
She's J-Fig with the good movie review.
You gotta slap somebody, J-Fig. Get your respect. Slap Solana. Slap a mechanic.
Solana, who are you giving cheers to, somebody. Solana?
I'm giving cheers to Dan Day and I.
I'd like you to sing it. I'd like you to sing cheers too.
You ready,
please.
Dan?
Yeah, ready.
3, 2, 1.
It's cheers to we love the funky Buddha so bad.
It's growing on me. Growing on
that's
me.
Amazing.
It really is. All right, you giving cheers to you guys for that beautiful rendition.
Yeah, I think if this radio thing doesn't work out, Dan, we have a future.
I'm ready to roll. Let's do it. Let's hit the
karaoke.
Road.
Karaoke.
All right, fair enough. Dan Day, who you giving cheers to, Dan Day?
Oakland A's outfielder Ramon Laureano. I don't know if he's stupid or crazy or both. He didn't rush the mound when he got hit 3 times in one game. He took on the whole Astros dugout.
He really did.
He said someone in Spanish, I'm not going to repeat it, said something about his mama. He said, nah, none of that. He took on mono e, how do you even say dugout in Spanish?
Dugout.
He took them all on.
I loved it. It was funny. You very rarely see someone chase charge at the opposing dugout. He did that. All right, cheers to him. Dono not here. He will be here in the 5 o'clock hour, though. Let's quickly take some phone calls and see if someone can win $50 at the Funky Buddha Brewery Tap Room in Oakland Park. Jonathan in South Miami. Jonathan, who are you giving cheers to?
I'm giving cheers to and whatnot, because it's Hawk's favorite phrase, and whatnot.
I say and whatnot a lot.
I text you all the time, dude, and whatnot.
Really? That's funny because I'm not a fan of verbal crutches. I don't think I use and whatnot at all.
Listen to the podcast or listen to the rewind and whatnot.
Well, I do the show. Like, I'm kind of here all day. I don't miss much of it.
Listen to it. I got your back. It is a phrase that you use. I don't know if you overly use it, though, man. I don't know if I agree
with
this.
I'm like, I have a high radar for verbal crutches, and I call people out on it all the time and whatnot. So I'm not exactly certain.
I just texted you and whatnot.
Well, that doesn't, I could text you that that the moon fell down.
And whatnot.
Because you text me doesn't mean that it happened.
I go, and whatnot. And whatnot.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, dude.
I don't know. I don't know if that's my verbal crutch.
And whatnot.
Well, I appreciate you trying to win the Funky Buddha gift certificate and whatnot, but I don't know if that's going to be a winning rendition of Whatnot or Whatnot. That's I don't think I use that. Maybe I'm wrong, though. I'll be super aware of it now that he says it, though, because you know I don't like that. I don't like when someone uses a verbal crutch.
Man, bro, what's his name? Because he just gave me more work to hear about you talking about this phrase.
What?
You still talk. He still talks about the damn girth or dearth of knowledge thing. That was years ago. He's
right.
Talk
if I,
about
if I misuse a word, damn. I will think about it for years. Like, I don't like to misuse words, but damn. Sometimes you do that and whatnot, but whatever. It's something that happens. No, I'll pay attention to it now, but I don't think he's right. Oh, but I may be wrong. Do you notice it, Solana?
Don't pay attention to it.
No, actually, I've never noticed that, but I like that caller. That's my vote.
All right.
That's my vote.
Well, I got to take some more calls, though, and whatnot, because we got to get through a few calls here. Adam in Boynton, what's your cheers to and whatnot?
Got to say, love the intro. The duet with Dan Day and Solana is so cringeworthy, it's perfect.
Yes.
So cringeworthy.
Is that your cheers to? Is it cheers to the intro?
No. My cheers to is actually going to go to the Braves organist for the most epic troll ever.
Oh,
this
is great. I don't
know if you heard the story, but that is amazing.
Yes. The Braves organist. Who's the there's a player on what team? It wasn't the Braves. It was the opposing
team. He's on the Blue Jays. He's a catcher.
On the Blue
he got
Jays.
Caught for public.
He got caught pleasuring himself in a parking lot, and the Braves organist when this guy was coming up to bat, the Braves organist played Michael Jackson's Beat It. It was just a great little troll. That's funny. That's a really good troll. That's a strong. Yeah, that's excellent. Nice one there. Appreciate the call and whatnot. Perhaps. I was watching that and whatnot. Patrick in Homestead. Who are you giving cheers to, Patrick?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me, guys. I love listening to you guys every single day.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want to give a cheers to, without sounding too cheesy or sappy, I want to give a cheers to all the men and women that are bringing us our sports and at the same time keeping these guys and women safe, you know?
I agree with you because if you remember last week, I think, on Cheers to Crowder, I pretty much said, like, the sports broadcasters that are, you know, making the games feel like they're real games, like you're there and... there's certainly a
100%.
Value in that. Yeah,
NBA
appreciate
got
that.
Me. NBA is doing a stupid great job.
Really
I don't even
great
feel like
job.
I'm not watching
sure.
it.
Yes. Yep, totally agree.
Was
Donald.
Was it yesterday? The crowd sounded so good.
It's perfect. They do it perfectly. You get lost in the game. You feel like you're watching a game. Donald in Sunrise, who are you giving cheers to?
Hey, I'm going to go with Crowder and the Kahunas. I like that segment.
Crowder
I like your kahunas, too. I like your kahunas, Donald. What? Thank you.
George. That's strange. George in Homestead. Who are you giving cheers to, George?
It's
is he singing the cheers to song?
Yes. Where the funky Buddha. I want to give a cheers to.
Solana, you created an earworm already. Look at you, man. There's musicians that try their whole lives to create an earworm. You did it. All right, who are you giving cheers to, George?
I want to give a cheers to Chris Pratt and Catherine Schwarzenegger on their new baby.
No, Jack. No,
Chris
Jack.
Pratt and Catherine Schwarzenegger on their new baby.
And all the Schwarzenegger.
That's how you pronounce it.
Excellent. All right, now we got a vote here on who gets $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery. You've got Jonathan in South Miami. He says, I say and whatnot all the time. You've got Adam in Boynton, who is giving cheers to the Braves organist for playing Beat It to the guy who was caught pleasuring himself. You've got Patrick in Homestead, cheers to the men and women bringing us sports. Donald in Sunrise to Crowder's Kahunas. And
you two are kahunas.
George in Homestead to Chris Pratt and Catherine Schwarzenegger. And I think I'm voting for George in Homestead because it's such a great show joke. That's a guy who listens to the show. We get an opportunity to play Schwarzenegger. I'm voting for George in Homestead. Who are you voting for, Crowder?
I can't vote for him because that little girl looks like Kevin Bacon. I don't know where Arnold and Arnold's little daughter got something wrong with her.
I don't think it's a daughter.
Who is it? I am voting for Me and Donald's kahunas. We're going to go back and forth, baby. I love the word. I love everything. Me and Donald's big kahunas.
What does that even mean, Solana? What is
happening there? You don't know, you have no one. If you don't know, you have no idea.
I'll tell you after the segment.
I'm going to worry about the WAP instead of the kahunas, if you understand what I'm saying. Solana, you be the tiebreaker here. Is it Donald or George?
I mean,
much as you want to vote for Jonathan.
Yeah, I mean, I want to vote for Donald, but I just don't know what Crowder or Donald are saying. Like, I don't
understand. The kahunas!
Kahunas!
The kahunas!
Yeah. All right, it's George in the stead. George in the stead.
All right, George in Homestead. $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery, Oakland Park. You've got $50 on their delicious food and drinks. Check out the website, funkybuddhabrewery.com. All right, we'll see you at 5:30, Figgy.
You got it, kahunas.
All right.
Kahunas.
Kahunas. All right, let me talk about, because we got the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour coming up next. Let me talk about cinch.com. Summer's coming to an end, although it feels like it's a million degrees. But grilling goes on. Labor Day is just around the corner. You want to make sure you have plenty of propane left in the tank. Your response from this radio show to cinch.com has been nothing less than tremendous, and I appreciate it, and it's why I continue to tell you about it. You don't have to worry about social distancing when it comes to your grilling. And listen, when you want that next tank of propane, you no longer have to go out to the store and find the guy that's got the key to the cabinet that's got all the filled propane tanks. Now there's this great new service, cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H.com. They deliver your next tank of propane right to your house. They take away whatever brand of tank you have. Doesn't matter what empty tank you have, doesn't matter what brand it is. They'll take it away and they will give you a brand new filled tank of propane. There are no contracts to sign, no delivery fees. You just go to cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H.com. Get your first tank exchange for just $10 if you use the promo code GETCINCH. Again, you get your first tank exchange for just $10 if you go to cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H.com, and put in the promo code GETCINCH, G-E-T-C-Y-N-C-H. You can avoid the hassle of waiting on someone to serve you and find the propane tank and the keys to the cabinet. Now you save time, definitely money, by ordering your first propane tank from cinch.com for just $10 if you use the promo code GETCINCH. Cinch. So stay safe and stay grilling from cinch.com. That's C-Y-N-C-H.com. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour, next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Ooh, he kicked the hell out that one. Goal!
Hawk and Crowder.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.